USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Mexico's president will hold talks with Vice President Kamala Harris in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S. And President Biden has officially recognized atrocities committed against Armenians in the early 20th century as a genocide. In a statement marking Armenian Remembrance Day, the president said the day was a time to remember all those who died in the Ottoman-era Armenian genocide and recommit ourselves to preventing such an atrocity from ever occurring again. Previous administrations have avoided using the word genocide out of concern of damaging relations with Turkey. An estimated 1.5 million Armenians were killed by the Ottoman Empire between 1915 and 1923. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden is expected to propose an increase in the capital gains tax up to nearly 40%. That's near double the current rate. The hike will reportedly be part of his American Families plan that will propose billions in tax credits for family and domestic programs. Senator Steve Daines says that using tax hikes to pay for this plan would damage jobs. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the better thing for the economy would be a cut to the capital gains tax rate.
What Biden is suggesting here, these massive increases to capital gains, is exactly the wrong thing to do if you want to keep job growth occurring and wages increasing. It's shocking. You'll see the fact that you add, of course, then this new rate that Biden proposes, plus the Medicare 3.8% surcharge, plus the state taxes, will have capital gains rates north of 50%. That is going in absolutely the wrong direction. Anything we should be doing is we should be cutting capital gains taxes, not more than doubling them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tragic news from Indonesia's Navy as they say their missing submarine, built in the mid-70s, has imploded. Wendy King has the details.
Indonesia's Navy said it found debris from their lost submarine. This indicates the vessel with 53 people aboard sank in a very deep area of the Bali Sea. Search crews have been looking for the German-made submarine, the Nangala, since it went missing Wednesday about 60 miles just north of Bali. It was descending to conduct torpedo drills, but it was built to withstand a pressure of up to 500 meters. But sonar indicated it sank to a depth of 850 meters. The investigation concluded that the submarine had imploded and cracked under the pressure exerted from the depth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the Maryland Public University System has become the latest higher education system to require its students and faculty to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before returning to campus in the fall. The 12-school system says it's about 135,000 undergraduate students and 41,000 graduate students will need to receive a vaccination in order to return to campus. Exemptions will be made for medical or religious reasons. Schools across the country have been telling students they'll need their shots next semester, with some leaving the decision up to them. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.